Good morning, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, broadcasting worldwide and with participants from all over the globe. We have folks from various countries who are listening in and being part of this. We are a place that's here to remind you that such is the nature of life, and therefore your nature, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. We are all expressions of a divine power that is unfolding and pressing itself into form as creation, and constantly evolving toward a greater and greater expression of itself. We get to participate in that. So whoever you are, we're glad you're here. Whatever your background, we celebrate you. Whatever way in which you identify yourself in the world, whatever way you recognize yourself as an individual being, sexuality, race, religion, any of those things that the world says should divide us really don't. Instead, we celebrate them as the expression of oneness individualized in each one of us. And I know those are lots of words to say. We love and appreciate you for who you are, and we believe in you. We're glad you're with us. So to further express who we are and what we're about, let me tell you, I invite you to join me as we share a little of what we believe. This is our Declaration of Principles from our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes. And it goes like this. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. So it is. Each week we invite one of our practitioners, our science of mind practitioners. These are folks who have studied this teaching, who know how to use it to express their own lives in great goodness and great power, and have also learned how to use it for you. They are licensed by Centers for Spiritual Living because they've demonstrated that knowledge and ability. So today we're going to hear from one of our wonderful practitioners who has been around this teaching as long as I have and has been a co-student with me for a long time. And I'm happy to introduce to you Judy Ailey.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Hi, everybody. Well, today we're talking about what is evolution without love? And today's affirmation is, I move forward in my life from a place of love. Well, today is a momentous day as we celebrate Father's Day. We had Juneteenth, was officially yesterday. And then it's also the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And as we talk about the role that love plays in evolution, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about my father. He was, and I thought I would share this because it's Father's Day, and I was just thinking about him. He was one of the many men who landed in the second wave at Omaha Beach on D-Day, which we actually just celebrated earlier this month on June the 6th. You know, it's amazing to think that he survived that experience as a young man and that he survived World War II. He came back to the United States. He got married. He had a family. And voila, I'm here along with my passel of siblings. But I think of my father as someone who moved forward in his life from a place of love. When I was a little child, we heard a few stories about the war. And there was a couple that really have stuck with me. And one was about a time when he got separated from his group when they were in Belgium. And a lovely family hid my father in the attic for a few days as the Germans were coming through the area and searching the house. And my father talks about hearing the German boots downstairs on the wooden floors as they were searching the house. And as a child, we got a holiday card every year from Belgium from this lovely family. Another thing that I remember, and it's mostly from photographs from an album that I looked at as a child, was that my father was with the troops that freed people who were in the concentration camps. Auschwitz being one of them, there's a photograph with that name on it. And as a child, I saw photographs of the emaciated people who hadn't had anything to eat for days or longer, and the piles of human remains from those who lost their lives in the camps. These stories and pictures had a huge influence on me as a child. It seems apropos to speak of this today as I think of my father and of so many others who were so brave. And, you know, there was a lot of evolution going on during that time from a place of love. And as I think of Juneteenth, and this is also known as Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, it took 2.5 years for the news of the emancipation of enslaved people to reach the enslaved people of Texas. This history is not pretty or perfect, but the thing that I'm aware of is that so many people who fought during the Civil War and who resisted the enslavement of people in so many other brave ways, such as working towards civil rights and voting rights, all of these things, helping escaped enslaved people to their freedom, that they were all helping evolve us as a human race from a place of love and moving to a world that is a place of love and greater love. And the story, of course, is not over. We have many challenges and imperfections in our society now. What are we each called to do? How can we move forward in our lives from a place of love to evolve and to assist the world in its movement toward greater good for all? And I ask myself and I ask you, what is your calling? What is calling you to evolve from that place of love? All right. So those are my thoughts for today. And I just have a great appreciation for history. And, you know, it's so easy to think about all the things that are wrong in the world right now. But if we can step back and get a little perspective, I do believe that we have evolved and that we are moving in the right direction and that we each have a part to play in that. So I'd like for you now to join with me in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. And I'm going to do this prayer in the first person for myself. And if you would accept it for yourself in the first person as well. And just take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths as we allow ourselves to just become fully present in this moment, right here and right now. And as we bring our awareness to the ultimate truth and the ultimate reality of our being, of our world, of life. That this spirit that we call love, that we call life, that is ever expanding and growing and evolving in its way of expressing itself in the world as good, that it is expressing through each of us, that it is closer than the beating of our heart. It's the very air that we breathe. It is the blood that is circulating throughout our entire bodies, cleansing, making all things new. And we just take our minds right now and take our hearts and we just place ourselves completely, completely in the flow of this good, of this abundant good, because there is only one. There is only one power and one presence. And this is, we are never in a situation where there is the opposite of this good. This oneness, this wholeness is never divided against itself. And we are never, ever separated from it. So today we just take some time to really sink into the knowing that we are in this flow of divine good, that we are expressions of the divine life. The divine life that is a life that at the heart and soul is absolute perfection, beauty, joy, goodness in every way. So today I know for myself, vibrant health in every single way, that my body is functioning absolutely perfectly and beautifully, that it is strong, that it is vibrant, that it is well rested, that it is attracted to ideas and foods and exercises and ways of being in the world that enhance its absolute fabulous functioning and perfection. I know that this is my truth. I also know that I live in an abundant universe, and that as I affirm this abundance of good, that I know that I have access to every good thing in opulent, abundant ways. So I just allow the abundance of good to come into my life in every way. I also know that I am a person that is always in the right place at the right time for new opportunities to express life in greater and greater ways in my world. New opportunities for me to contribute to the goodness of the world, to the greatness of my own experience, and that I have the ideas that I need, the motivation, everything that I need to step forward and bring the best of who I am to the world. And that this life, this love, only desires to express through me in greater and greater ways, and is absolutely looking for those opportunities through me all the time. I turn away from any limiting ideas of this, of any ideas that life is small, or there's a lack of goodness, or that there's a lack of anything. Instead, I open my eyes and open my heart and my mind to think greater and bigger ways. I know that this power wants to play big in my life, and so I just allow it to do that in greater and greater ways always. So it is with great thanksgiving that I know these things about my life, and that I am in the flow of this good, that there is nothing that opposes it. It is all one. It is all good. And I just allow it to be so. I see the good in everything around me, and I know that this is my truth. So it was great thanksgiving that I released these words, knowing that they are so, and so it is. All right, our music that we're going to hear now is by Karen Drucker, one of my favorites. It's called The Call of Something More. Thanks, everybody.
There's been a storm brewing inside of me. Clouds moving around my heart. Something's changing that I can't see. I'm stuck in what I know is safe, not yet where I'm supposed to be. I feel the call of something more. I feel the call of something I've never felt before. I feel the call of something more. I feel the call, it's asking, what am I here for? 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 They say that pain pushes till the vision pulls. Feels like my safety nets have fallen down. I wish I had a map of where to go, but I've got this feeling in my soul. When I get there, I will know, and I feel the call of something more. I feel the call of something I've never done before. I feel the call of something more, and I feel the call, and it's asking, what am I here for? 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 I want to make a move right now, though I don't know when or how. But when I trust and know the truth, my heart will point the way. There is more of me to share, so today I do declare, I will take that step in faith and let my light shine. Oh, I feel the call of something more. I feel the call of something I've never seen before. I feel the call of something more. I feel the call to be someone I've never been before. I feel the call of something more. And I feel the call, it's asking.
Call of something more. Wow, the song really captures, I think, where the world is right now, where we all are in terms of sorting out this whole business of coming out of COVID, of coming out of our 18 months, 16 or 18 months of being more alone and more isolated, and back into what kind of world we want to create, what kind of world do we want to be. Our theme has been the call of the soul, or the soul's call for this whole month. Today, the theme that was passed down to us is, what is evolution out of love, without love? Sorry, what is evolution without love? Judy spoke to that so beautifully. Thank you, Judy, for the beautiful tribute to your father and to reminding us of where we have grown and where we have come so far in our learning to love, in our world of creating greater love, greater expressions of love. See, and I'm not, like Judy, I'm not too interested in talking about what evolution would be without love. In fact, I'm not interested in that at all. If you want to know about that, what evolution could be or might be without love, just turn on the news. And you will hear people on all sides of the arguments and conversations talking about what evolution would be and could be without love. All of the fear-based projections of what's coming, what's in the future, what's going to be happening to the world. But that's not what I want to talk about. Because in truth, that really isn't evolution. In fact, evolution cannot happen and will not happen and will not continue and does not continue without love. And yet evolution continues and continues and continues, and nothing is going to stop it ever. Ernest Holmes tells us what evolution has become in our day and age. And it is the awakening of the soul to the recognition of its unity with the whole, which is evolution with love. Love is the recognition of the soul of its unity with the whole, so that we move into this whole idea, this place where we realize that you and I are sister and brother and ego and alter ego and person and counter person, and we're not us and them. We're not separated into two camps or three camps or 10 camps, that the other is still our human sister and brother and person, that together we make up a human race and an evolutionary consciousness on the planet that is not only carrying us forward, but carries the whole planet forward. And recognition of that and using this idea and growing this love is so vital and important for the human race right now. You know, we have got it nailed down. We have nailed down that misunderstanding of the Genesis story where God says, I give you all of creation to have dominion over it, the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and the animals and the plants and everything for human beings to have dominion over it. But we have achieved that. We now have the ability to destroy every bit of it if we want to. We now have the ability to also nurture and bring it forward into greater and greater expression. We've created lifestyles and systems that bring greater livingness to so many parts of our creation, and we've also created those which are destroying so much of it. It's our choice. It's our freedom. See, here's the kicker, and here's the really important part, and that is, this is talk is really about love's evolution and the evolution that we live in, the physical, emotional, and real life, everyday evolution that love is bringing to all of us. And you see, here's the part that's important. Also an idea from Ernest Holmes, and that is that we are responsible now for our own evolution. Ernest says that God has already done for us in a mechanical way all that God can do. And having been given the ability, we all have to do for ourselves the rest. Now, that may sound like a big responsibility and an ominous kind of thing, and yet it is so vital to our lives and to where we are as a human race and as a people and as nations and as groups. Think about it. You're now responsible for your personal evolution. How shall you live? How shall you be? How now shall you go forward? Responsibility doesn't mean blame, by the way. Responsibility just means the ability to respond. You now have the ability to respond and create out of your desired evolution. I love that line, and this came out again in the song today, is pushed by pain until you're pulled by your vision. In the last 2 weeks, that's what we talked a lot about. It's pushed by pain. We're pushed by the pain in order to guide us and get us back on track and help us stay focused on what matters. And then in doing that, we lean into our discomfort, because in leaning into the discomfort, we discover the newness. Because rarely is the newness comfortable, because it's new. And it's unknown. It's not right there. It's not a roadmap. And that was in the song too. I wish I had a roadmap. A lot of days I wish I had a roadmap. How do I get to where I want to go? I don't even know what where I want to go looks like much of the time. So while that pushes us, the pain pull pushes us and pushes us for something better, the real power of what we're living and what we're doing is not about pain or discomfort. The real power of our lives is the love. It is the vision. It is the ideas that create and that we get excited about and that we feel. It is the love in our hearts and in our thoughts and in our minds. It says, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I'm passionate about. That's what gives us that richness of life. So that wherever we are, we find those moments of passion and love. Because love is always present, no matter how horrible a situation may be. There is something else happening if there's a human being present, if there's a life present. And life is present in all of it. And that life is pulling us towards what we love. So what do you love? And that can be, the answer to that can be big things. like our parents, like fathers and mothers, like Father's Days, outings, and, you know, we're coming up in the season of hot dogs and hamburgers and barbecues and all that good food stuff. You know, one of the things I absolutely love that makes no sense that I know of, well, it kind of does a little bit. I love hardware stores. I love walking through a hardware store and hanging out and looking at all the gizmos and gadgets and nuts and bolts and tools, 90% of which I have no idea what to do with. But I love being in the middle of all that. Just something about it. It's kind of, it feels rich and it feels possible. Because that hardware, those pieces are parts of some opportunity to create something new and different and exciting. Whether it's to hang a pot in my backyard or fix my lawnmower or create a brand new tool or machine that out of the bits and pieces and parts. So it's that stuff of creation when you're hanging out in a hardware store. The other one that does that for me are office supply places. That was more true before the advent of computers, whenever there were all sorts of gizmos and gadgets and systems for creating the management of information and how you not only store it, but pass it along, and filing systems and conveyance systems and journals and descriptions. All of that was just, woo, it gets me going. So does a good buffet, for that matter, but we won't go there. You see, it's really important that you let your imagination run wild, that you let your awareness go deep as to what are those things, what is that moment? What are those things that really give you a sense of aliveness and love and appreciation? I was on Facebook this week and I ran into an offering or a writing from one of our board members, Lynn Bryce, and she was responding to someone else's, as we all do on Facebook, one after another. But this person, I believe it's Elizabeth Berg, in The Art of Mending, was saying that her true religion are those arbitrary moments of nearly painful happiness for a life that I feel privileged to lead. Listen to Lynn's response. And I can visualize these things. This is so beautifully done. Listening to my husband enthusiastically sing along to a video he's watching by himself. Watching our cat attack a perfectly innocent and very still paperback. Placing a perfect brushstroke on canvas. The first taste of a meal, thoughtfully conceived and prepared. Watching the birds, chipmunks, and maybe even the squirrels enjoy our backyard. Taking this time to be grateful. That's evolution. Fueled by love. Fueled by greatness, because as we take time to pay attention to what is, and in that get clear about what we love, what we pay attention to, what we love and put that loving attention on multiplies. If we are buried up in attention on what we are afraid of, on what might happen, on the terrors and horrors that are going on in the world, believe me, the news media makes it look like it's more than anything else. The truth is, it isn't. That's the smaller percentage of what's happening in the world. Because so much of the real power of what's happening in the world is about love and support and families being together and people who being together and creating families of choice, people being together creating communities of choice. Even in countries where things are war-torn and would appear by the news to be not so great. If you only watch the news to learn about the country of Mexico, you'll see a very distorted picture of complete poverty and struggle and destruction. And yet, if you travel in that beautiful country, what you find are people who love and nurture and support each other, and beautiful places and wonderful kinds of experiences and things that we don't even have a clue about in this country. There are peoples creating good, expressive, evolutionary thoughts and ideas all over the world, who are the vast majority over those who are being destructive and who don't know what creation and what evolution is really all about. So do three things. Stop and notice, what do you really love? Some people love to grocery shop. Some people love just being quiet and listening to the birds. And maybe both, and maybe all the way through, but just notice what you really love. And then filter into the moment the things that you really love. And then take your imagination. Imagination is our creative power. It's our superpower. There is nothing stronger in the universe for creating a great new experience than using your imagination to expand and explore and to bring about in the world around you, in the world outside of you, more and more and more of the life of your greatest dreams and desires, and the life that you may think and believe is good for the whole human race. That's our superpower. See, the real world, the more powerful world, the creating world, is a world inside of us. It is a world of our consciousness. It's the you that's invisible, that cannot be seen by your physical body, but is bigger than your physical body and is that constant process of consciousness that goes on and on and on and on all the time, operating and operating. And if you're using that great, powerful machine, that great, powerful beingness to create greater good, to create that which you love, to really pay attention to it, then everything around and outside of you is going to have to come into compliance with that. Our bodies live within our consciousness, not the other way around. Your consciousness is not in your brain. Your brain is in your consciousness. Your brain is the physical mechanism that allows us to express it to the world, to each other. But it's just a small piece of our whole consciousness. Your heart is also the great source of memory and a great source of using and connecting that whole business of consciousness in the world. See, imagining, using your imagination is not empty fantasy. It is really adding to the power of the consciousness of the human race. The more you imagine love, the more you imagine peace, the more you spend time really thinking that and feeling it, and getting the sense of it in yourself, the more you're creating it for everyone else. We are coming upon, and we are in the midst of, I think, a huge pivotal point in human history, in the human race. I don't think that's overplaying it or being super dramatic in any sense. Today is Father's Day. Beautifully spoken. And attributed by Judy. Today is the summer solstice, which for us on the northern half of this planet, we get the most light we're going to get all year long. It's lasting the longest, the most physical light, which also means our bodies are going to be energized and powered with more energy than any other day of the year from the purely physical. And I think one of the most significant holidays in the United States was just created yesterday. This whole weekend is Juneteenth, where the real fact of freedom came into physical form for so many people. And granted, yes, in the state of Texas, but everywhere else. You know, this whole experiment in liberation and in democracy has been an experiment. And since its inception, that we celebrate the 4th of July and all of that, since that started, that freedom, that emancipation, that freedom and liberty and justice for all has gradually expanded to more and more people. It was limited to begin with. All men are created equal, it said. Now we're moving towards all people are created equal. And not only thinking and saying that, but we're starting to bring it forward in our laws and in our relationships and in our conversations. We have a lady black vice president. Who'd have thought it? When I was a kid, you never would have imagined it. They were still arguing about which people had souls and which didn't in my town. We've come a long way in our recognition and allowing love to evolve our thinking and love to bring us to greater and greater expressions. And we aren't ready to stop it at this point. But I think because we're at such a strategic point of change, we are all called upon to pay more attention to what we want, to bring more clarity into anything in the past we need to leave behind and let go. What do you want to bring now into this new future? What do you want to bring into this new creation of humanity and of life on this planet? Because every moment is a new creation. What we know from quantum physics, what we know from philosophy for many years is that every moment is created anew. And this moment, and this moment. It isn't like things are just being dragged along moment to moment to moment. They're only dragged along because we're not creating the newness yet. Or they appear to be like they were because that's what is known. What if we created anew? What if we created a world that really does work for everyone, to work for everyone's highest and greatest idea of themselves and of life and of love for everyone? You know, COVID gave us a great opportunity to stop, to take a break from all of the rush, and slow down, taste. What am I feeling in the moment? To discover what it meant to be with ourselves instead of rushing from this thing to that thing and the other thing. Now, there's nothing wrong with those rushing to things because that's creating a whole lot of wonderful life for people. But if it's at the expense of us knowing ourselves and creating what we truly love, then COVID's given us a chance to make that decision, to decide, to step back. Take a breath. Chance to have a slow life if we choose. Google that. You'll find some interesting things on the internet about slow living. So the question is, what do you love enough to bring into this moment and the next moment and the next moment? What from your past do you want to re-establish in this moment, in the next moment? See, there's a difference between creation and manufacturing. Creation is done in consciousness. Creation is done with thought, with emotion, with feeling, with imagination, bringing new ideas forward. The manufacture of what we create shows up in the nuts and bolts in the hardware store and shows up in the way we put all of that creative idea together. And there's a creation and a creative consciousness behind the chair you're sitting in, or the couch you're sprawling on, or whatever you're doing at this moment. It was a creative idea and creative consciousness alone that created this amazing internet that we're now able to connect and actually visually, physically see each other. And they tell us we're not that far away from being able to create holograms so we can see you standing in the room next to us. That may or may not be something we want, but it's coming. But manufacturing is all the work it took to pull those ideas into form and shape in your life. So we have the power now to create. We have the power to destroy. We have the power to create a world that works for everyone, to create paradise on earth. But we do not get anywhere close to it by constantly focusing on what isn't getting us there, what isn't working. We must see that, let it push us, and then dive wholeheartedly into what we love, to dive wholeheartedly in what can happen, to dive wholeheartedly into a love that does no harm, into an ethic, the choices of which create more life, more love, and more possibility, and more freedom, and does harm to no one. We live in a universe, an infinite power around us, in us, and through us. It actually brings us onto the planet. It's always saying yes. And so we are not only in charge of our evolution from this point forward, but we have everything we need to do it with ease, to do it with power, and to do it with grace. The only question is, do we have the willingness to stand for and stand up for that which we care about and that which we have passion for? You deserve to do that. You deserve to live in that universe and in that world. You already live in that universe. You deserve to live in that world. Because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. So I invite you to join me, if you will, in just a few moments of meditative consideration of these ideas. With a deep breath, we allow ourselves moment to just be aware of what's around and within us right now. What are you surrounded by physically? What's the stuff? And what of it is an expression of love? The loving care of a consciousness that created the chair you're sitting in, the loving care of a mind that was so forward-thinking that it brought the internet and the computer in every home, practically, into your experience. Allow yourself to feel the emotional connection to those who've gone before you. Not just your family and friends, but the thousands of years of evolution that have brought you to this place and this time and this moment. You are stacked up in, immersed in, and surrounded by all of that, timeless, evolving, to the point where you have the power to compassion and love even those who do you harm, even those who would not love you back. But you're to that point where the infinite power of love is so real and strong that it can move through you outward to anything and everyone and bring its transforming power to that person, place, or thing. you have this incredible, amazing ability. And it's not just yours. This is the universe working through you. This is life living itself through you. So in this moment, I choose love. I choose freedom. I choose freedom for myself and every person. Freedom that does harm to no one. Freedom that brings greater good to all. And as I feel this, I allow myself to be aware of action that I need to take, that I may take, to bring my idea of freedom and love and light and life and goodness and power and healing to those around me, to all beings, all aspects of creation. And I step gently into it with great confidence. Regardless of what anyone else sees or thinks or says. Because I know that the love that moves inside of me, motivates me, is a love that can transform and does transform wherever it's expressed. So today I am coming out. I'm coming out as a citizen of the universe, as a citizen of the world, as a citizen who sees God in every person. In person and in my imagination. And I celebrate this truth, I celebrate this reality, and I am open to growing into full expression of an evolved being. And I am committed to this for myself. The rest of the world will catch up as it does. I'm grateful for this. I let it be, and so it is. Now Judy's going to come back and share some ideas and thoughts with you about prosperity and about supporting our center.
Yeah.
That you're finding good here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob, for that inspiring message about love and our choice and our part in the evolution of the world. So we now come to the part in our service where we express as a center our gratitude to each of you for the support that you have given in the past and that you continue to do, that this I just want you to know, as someone who attends the board meetings, that we are a prosperous center and that we are doing very well. If this is a place that feeds you spiritually in your life, we invite you to give now in a way that feels right and feels good for you. So there's on the screen right now, the website is there, the QR code is there. So I just invite each of you to give in a way that feels right and perfect for you. And if you will join me in an affirmation of prosperity, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. All right. Thank you. All right. Now we have some announcements. We continue next week with June's theme, The Soul's Call. We have a guest speaker next week, Reverend Dan Granat. Is it Granda? I guess I should ask how to pronounce his name. So please join us for that. The topic is The Soul's Call to Freedom. Okay, the next thing is on Tuesdays at noon, we are continuing our online spiritual empowerment sessions. Drop in there at the same Zoom link that you came to for our Sunday service, which is on our website. Wisdom Wednesdays are continuing this week. This week, the topic is post-pandemic consciousness. And that's at 7 p.m., again, the same Zoom link. And Dr. Bob wanted me to let you know that this will be the last of the Wisdom Wednesdays for the rest of the summer. There'll be more information about upcoming classes played on Wednesday, but we're going to take a little bit of a break from Wisdom Wednesdays after this week. Please share the broadcast on your Facebook page, like our Facebook page, go onto YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Also, before the service, every Sunday at 10 a.m., we have a discussion group that you are invited to join. It's on the same Zoom link that you come for the service. We are reading and discussing the 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. You don't have to have read those to join in the discussion. It's very inspiring. And last but not least, please let the practitioners here know if you need some assistance with your prayer work or something that's going on in your life. On our website, cslmidtown.org, there's information on how to contact our practitioners. So I think that's a wrap. I think it's been a fabulous service. I know I'm inspired, and I really appreciate seeing everybody, and it's been very nice being here. So let's look at our closing affirmation, and if you all will just join with me on this affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.